Cliff, now a defeat to Chelmsford City, but effectively in that second half, a 0-0 draw against them, the two goals coming in the first half. Are you greatly encouraged by that, given that they were two leagues above?
Really, really encouraged by that. Although it might seem like a second defeat, it goes to show what I've got at this club, that I can put one set of players out against Braintree and be competitive, and then put another team out against Chelmsford and have the same desired effect and competitive game that I was looking for.
And how does tonight's game compare to last night against Braintree?
Oh, it's all sort of headaches, selection headaches. It's these are the group of players that I want to keep at this club and hopefully build a strong foundation around it.
And second half today, you tested Chelmsford. Mm-hmm. We hit the bar. Mm-hmm. Shammy had a great chance as well, and Alex Andrews as well. And that really must have buoyed everybody.
Yeah. A lot of it is hard work and endeavour, and Shammy's got that in abundance. I was really pleased to get some of the reserve boys out there for the first taste of first team football. Players like Jack Hayes, who played centre half, who I thought he was outstanding today, and that was the first chance to have a look at him, and Josh Burgess, who came on, and Ricky Loveridge, who's been here for a little while, and players like that who we're looking forward to seeing them come through the ranks, and if that was the start of their Heybridge career, they've got a long future.
Now, I don't know whether it was just because I was so high up and I heard him better, but your goalkeeper seemed to be a really good communicator this evening. It might have been the case at all the other games, but I was high up on the gantry today, so maybe he's like that all the time. But is that something to be encouraged by as well?
Yeah, a lot of the players are sort of between 18 to 21, so if that's what we've got in the foreground of the club, the future is bright for this club. It's only going to get better. They're only going to get better. And like I said, when I brought Harry to the club, there's not many 19-year-olds out there that is that good and can go and play first team football straight away. And that's why I brought him here, because he fits into the mould of what we're trying to create with these young players and quality going forward. And that's what I want to move forward with.
And three games left now in pre-season, so Dagenham and Redbridge Academy Saturday, then you've got Needham Market, it'll be a big test, they've just gone up to the Roman Premier, mm-hmm. Then Leicester, they're already in the Roman Premier. Mm-hmm. How much changing around do you do now in the last three games before the season starts in terms of squad rotation, and how close will you be getting across those next three games to your strongest starting 11 when we go in Roman 1 North on the 8th of August?
It's down to these boys, actually. Whoever keeps putting in the performances will stay in the team. We're now starting to play the best player in their rightful position. And when you get given an opportunity, it's about first and foremost getting the result, and secondly, being the best out of the competition for the job. And whoever manages to keep the shirt will start the season.
And because of these two games, Monday and Tuesday, do you call the players back in for training before Saturday against Dagenham and Redbridge?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're still in the pre-season. We're still trying to iron out cracks in our armour. And everyone that I've given an opportunity to have not let themselves down, and they've been really impressive. And now, I'm in that position of feeling a little bit more relieved and a little bit more encouraged that I've got at least 20 players here, that I can select 16 from any 20, and I think we'll have a competitive team.
Now, since the Colchester game and then Coggeshall just before that, mm-hmm. looking at those games, if there was one area that you could work on big time in the next couple of weeks, mm-hmm. what would you be working on, and what will you be working on?
At the moment, it's still the fitness. We would like to get a lot fitter for how we play. We like to press the ball, and we like to get in people's faces, and we want to be able to do it for 95 minutes. So that's the area that we need a bit more work. We're not sure what everyone else's levels are going to be like when the season starts. But judging by where Chelmsford and Colchester and those players are, you know, I know it's a league higher, but there's always room for improvement. There's always striving to get better at what you do, and you know, we're no different.
Dagenham and Redbridge Saturday, obviously in an academy team. You're a great fan of academy players, aren't you? And do you expect Saturday to be quite an even affair for your boys against Dagenham and Redbridge Academy?
It's a bit of the unknown. Not sure what to expect, but I took a player from, or I took a couple players from their academy last season. One was James Fitchett, who turned out to be a fantastic player for us and scored important goals at important times. So he was only 17 at the time, and you know, age is no barrier to any player at this level. And if you're good enough, you're old enough, and that's what I expect to see from them. I expect them to almost mirror Colchester in style of football and pattern of play. And then it's a case of seeing how strong they are physically, and whether we can match them or we can impose ourselves on them, because you know, we're a bit more experienced.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, just one quickly. This time of year, managers can they can have two sides of basically players. Some managers kind of scratch their heads. Who should I be with in the opening weekend, or who should I get in the opening weekend? Which side are you at the moment? Do you need to get players in?
No, I'm more sort of thinking which ones to let go of. No one's really, out of this group of players, no one's really stood out for me to say, oh, he's not strong enough and I might not get anything out of him. I would like to keep all of these boys together, but it's, you know, it's whether we can financially keep them happy. So, you know, the headache I've got is, which ones do I keep and which ones do I have to lose out to, and whether I make the right decision or not of which ones to keep.
How hard is that decision? Obviously you're still a new manager really, and you haven't had to make that decision before.
That's probably the toughest decision, because we've been on a journey through pre-season, we've bonded as a group, everyone's buzzing in training, and the mood around the camp is fantastic. You know, they've not let the results affect them, and they go back the next game and they get their heads down and go again, and they're really growing into a really good team of friends and really want to work hard for the club. And it's a hard decision to let go of someone like that when you've grown really close to them.
Yeah.